Holy shit.
Oh, yeah.
Alrighty. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. Did you roll d12s?
Yeah. I got two 12s and an 11.
That is what I call my salsa.
Right.
What?
D12.
D12.
My salsa.
Oh. Look out for my next single. It's called My Salsa.
My Salsa, 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 Salsa. My Salsa. Sorry, I'll see myself out. Welcome back to Turning Tables, ladies and gentlemen. I'm cracking myself up, literally. My name is Ruben, and at the table with me, they switch chairs, so I'm a little confused. But we'll just do it in order.
Okay. I'm ready.
They don't know. They don't know.
Well, they know now, because I told them. Now it messes
Danny
up my...
Danny and I switch spots.
It messes up my brain still. I still have to start with Danny.
I have something very specific.
No, just for some reason it confundles my mind. I can't, like, do
my
group order.
His mind is broken.
I'm sorry. You've thrown off the Emperor's groove. I'm sorry.
Beware the groove.
The groove. Jesus Christ.
Damn, I forgot what it was.
Sorry.
No, he's really thrown off his groove.
Yeah, now I'm really off. Fuck it, we'll just do a live. Alright, he's just trying to hustle for some money to buy jawbreakers with his friends. It's Danny.
Hell yeah, love that show.
Nice.
She's committed to fighting crimes in the forces of evil. It's Alex Webster.
Hello.
He's tired of his sister coming into his lab and pushing all the buttons. It's Connor.
I don't have a sister.
Because he dealt with her.
I'm tired of her.
Consumed in the womb.
Mama had a cow and Dad had a chicken, and he's just confused. It's James.
I just want to be the naked red devil just bouncing my butt everywhere.
I am Weasel. All right, now we get introductions out of the way. Let's do a little bit of a recap.
Please.
Do you remember
the time?
we're coming up on it. We're coming up on it.
Do you remember?
I'm just saying, there will be a Turning Tables episode being released on the 21st of September.
The intro will just be September.
We're not going to use the regular music. Earth, Wind, and Fire. We're going to get sued and it'll be worth it.
Whatever. Okay. As long as it's under 30 seconds, it's free use.
The bit.
All right, let's get back to this recap.
Sorry.
So last time, you guys had found what looked like the headquarters of the Mainstay Marauders. But after inspection, it looks like they were all murdered savagely and thrown into the water of the sewer. After some investigating and some looking around, it looks like that the sewer was created by magical means of somehow. Not knowing exactly how to escape, you guys waited for the monster with horns, the white mask, the cannon arm, and the chain ball to appear. You guys started combat with him, and he used his weird fungus powers to summon some of the dead people that were in the water, i.e. the dwarfish man that was cut in half that Elias kind of tossed back into the water.
I believe the word was kicked back.
Forcefully. During the ensuing combat, the double axe-wielding creature with the square head had shown up in the back portion of the room and attacked Fabrice. Thoroughly looking like he had killed him, Fabrice rose back up as some type of fungal entity creature with a mantis-like scythe and a claw on the other arm. And he was easily able to dispatch, for the most part, the creature with the help of our guy, Siegfried. After that, he assumed his regular form, and you guys brought him back up. He did not remember anything, but you guys did recall that while he was in that form, he had the bands of a governor. You guys decided to take a long rest there just to get acquainted with the new area, and during the night, Amon was able to find a letter from Naomi, delivered by your boy, Dom Fortuna.
Yeah.
Dom Fortuna?
Again, looking back, have you gotten that far in the editing yet? So, like, you're going to edit that out. anyway, god damn it. I just remember when, like, re-listening to that, I was like, fuck yeah, 25 on that. And you're like, it's not 30-something. Fuck! Fuck that guy.
My man's got...
I'm jealous of his sneak.
He is min-maxed. All sneak.
So much sneak.
You guys were able, or Amon wrote the letter, read the letter, and it said something specifically about watching out for the governor Fabricius. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are now. So right now we're at the end of our long rest. What?
I don't remember that.
I don't remember
that's
that.
Everything that happened.
That's literally
like the last line said, don't trust Fabrice.
Fabricius.
Fabricius. Yeah, it said like, steer clear or avoid him at all costs. But I didn't share this with y'all because y'all are asleep.
We don't know. We're fucking asleep.
That was also meta. We'll cut that out.
Also says to not tell her who it came from.
Yeah.
Yep. That is true.
What?
Fabrizio, he's a good guy, okay? I don't want
what about the murders?
What murder?
Best guy around! Good job, guys. Also, I had to stop, I like physically restrained myself when you were giving that recap and you were saying Fabrice, like, in like saying Claude. I was like, big, meaty Claude!
We're already
starting the SpongeBob.
Actually, he started it.
But you started on the record.
Okay, sure. I'll take that.
I have a weird video to show you guys later.
Uh-oh. I don't like that.
It's
James is scared.
Yeah.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
You go from SpongeBob. Big meaty Claude, I have a video to show you.
I am an adult.
Excuse me, what?
All right, let's get back on track. Amon, so you're the only one awake right now. Everyone else is either sleeping or trancing.
Mm-hmm.
What do we do?
How long? How close to the end of this sleep are they?
Let's see. It's like towards the end of your shift, so maybe like an hour, quote unquote, an hour left for a full rest.
I don't think I'm gonna wake them up yet. Like, it can wait, obviously. Can I do an investigate of ye old tunnels to see if I can see, maybe track where he went?
Dom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not like trying to follow him. I just want to see if I see the direction he went. So like maybe we know that's a safe passage.
Yeah.
That is 22.
So easy enough. You see down the adjacent tunnel where the squared head creature came with the double axe. You could kind of see with your dark vision, but down the line, it looks like that wall was essentially put up. And nothing's come through there since Dom's come through there. It may be by luck a creature hasn't came through down that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe dice rolls. Yeah. But it seems like he was able to get in the same way that that creature got in.
Okay. Okay. Never mind. I was going to do a thing, but I'm sure he's not within 120 feet.
No, he's been gone.
I'm just going to hold on to it. Wait for people to wake up. What is our boy Fabrice up to? Like,
is he
sleeping like a human or like a rabbit, or is he doing some?
He's a Haragon.
He's a Haragon.
Oh.
Mm. Is he doing some like?
You're anything, James?
No, no. I just remember the fungus and the terror. That's all I remember.
I remember the important things.
Everything.
Like not dying.
I'm pretty sure you had like a kill count of 20 in that. All the horde monsters and the two big ones.
I think he had killed most things.
Yeah.
I think Elias did most of the damage, but Siegfried was able to put away most of them. Anyways.
I'm just going to wait until everybody wakes up. I don't know. I think that's all I can do at this moment.
Okay. Yeah, so everyone kind of slowly wakes from their sleep and or their trance, and I'm going to... Hold on. Hey, Ruben.
Yes, Ruben?
You could do me a favor?
What you need?
Can you put a little noise right here?
You got it, bud.
All right, thanks, Ruben.
You're welcome.
All right, you guys
I love it, Ruben. Hello, message to future.
Yeah, exactly. I love that everyone stayed quiet while I did it, too.
I almost interrupted it and be like, who's he talking to?
Is Ruben in the room?
We were concerned.
Can you see Ruben right now?
Is Ruben in the room? I am.
Is there a Ruben in the room that wishes to communicate? Come to me now.
Hi. Anyways, you know what? I'm taking it. No, I'm fine. I'm kidding. At the end of this long rest, you guys will have leveled up. Does anybody want to share some nice little things they got?
I have one thing that I can share, and it's quick.
What do you got?
Well, I'm a big beefcake that has a lot of HP, first of all.
It's like, delicious. I'm a beefcake with an ass that won't click.
Like in real life?
And I dropped that weapon.
In real life. What did your character get?
And my character only got one feat, which is kind of cool, but it's intimidating presence.
Ooh,
wow. So now I can frighten a creature that I see within 30 feet. If you can see and hear me, it will fall under intimidating presence. It must succeed on a wisdom saving throw. If it does not, it is frightened of me until its next turn.
I have a question. Yes. Is that an action or?
It is an action.
Okay. I feel like it could be fun though.
Yeah.
I like it.
I can also extend it. So basically I can just, if, say the boy over here is beating on somebody, I can keep intimidating that same creature.
Stay down.
Because it has disadvantage.
It's like half Batman. Like,
yeah, so basically
it's just beating over here, standing in the back like...
Exactly.
Cracking your knuckles and shit.
Just Damian Wade beating the shit out of somebody, Batman just letting them.
No. They've got this.
Who's next?
Good Batman.
Yeah, that was pretty decent.
I'll go next. At level 10, rogues get an ability score increase.
Where'd you go with?
I increased that intelligence. I'm a smart boy now. I am at max intelligence. I got +5. Fuck with my spellcasting abilities. I also got an extra second level spell slot.
Nice.
So I'm pretty excited for that.
Another one.
Yeah, it's pretty simple, but I dig the ABI.
Hell yeah. I got a second 5th level spell slot.
Ooh.
Love that for me.
Fifth.
Yeah, full caster, bitch.
I know, it's hard being a half caster.
I just want fireball.
Struggle's real.
I can now wild shape into fucking elementals.
Hey,
delicious.
So I'm very excited to put that to use.
Get rock hard. Nice.
Wow.
Yeah, sure.
It's gonna happen every time you do it. That's how he's gonna make you avoid the earth elemental. He's gonna make
like,
bar jokes.
Are you rock hard? And then I'm gonna look him in the eyes and be like, yes, Ruben.
Are you swift as a coursing river?
Are you torched? Or she's gonna get real moist, if you will. I know people are bothered by that word.
Moist doesn't
moist
bother me.
Moist.
Stop it.
Bothers me. It doesn't bother you.
We're off the rails.
I'll do it in the sense that you guys are annoying.
Write it back in. Connor, what do you got?
So I took Echo Knight, and there's a lot in there. I'll disclose it, I guess, when it comes about. But really looking forward to
give
the
us
RP.
One juicy thing.
I can use my Echo and get an extra attack on top of it, so I can hypothetically make 5 attacks with Action Surge.
Damn. Wait.
No, I had made a mistake.
Action Surge is bonus action?
No, I had made a mistake, actually. I was going to retcon that. Now, it doesn't cost a bonus action to do Action Surge.
Ah.
So.
Oh, yeah, it's just a thing you do.
Yeah, I had made a mistake, and from this point on, that's how it'll be.
Yeah, that's dope. But no, yeah, so you can make 5
attacks. I'm going to take 5 attacks.
Yeah.
And I could, hypothetically, smite on every single attack.
He's going to be a problem.
You know, oh, man.
So I have no problem summoning very strong monsters to fight you guys.
Power word kill. Don't worry, he'll be beating them up and I'll be like, oh!
Comment,
be flexing on them and like, ah!
His power word kill is like, hold on, what if I do that cartoon thing where I shuffle myself and the clone? And he has to guess which one's me. Does he get
dark
the
magical
knight?
Hats?
That's basically mirror image without it having to be mirror image.
Yeah,
kinda. Yeah. All right. So you guys all wake up feeling a little bit more powerful.
A little harder,
Elias. What me? God damn it!
A little harder.
Roll me insight, sir.
What is wrong with you?
I'm rolling here. I'm rolling the first dice of our
don't
session.
Don't talk in my back roll.
Insight of speed harder?
No, he said that.
Can I roll perception to see just how hard everybody is?
Can I roll for owning wood?
I rolled a 7 in insight. Damn it.
Suddenly Tassrisk appears and we all are dead.
In the sewer, yeah.
I'm gonna make bad jokes, but not cancelable ones.
So at the end of your long rest, you kind of have, I would say, less of a dream, more of a innate feeling when you wake up. It's like back when you were on Limbo, and you and Bizarre were talking about the predicament of whether or not this was a dream. And for a second, you felt that bright light in your chest that you knew was your connection to the Children of Light. And suddenly, you kind of feel it again. You haven't really felt it since you've been here, but you feel it again. And you hear, for a second, so this is what we're doing now. And then you just kind of wake up.
We all hear that?
No, just him. He's having a moment.
Yeah, I'm not going to disclose anything, but I'm definitely going to kind of be moody to myself for a minute. Just kind of...
Just
Ebenezer, yeah, Ebenezer Scrooge style, just... Humbug.
Humbug. Bah, light, bah.
Also, I get a new cantrip.
Oh. You going to disclose that, or are you going to pick that later?
You have, like, 1,000 cantrips.
I have 4, okay?
Druidcraft! No, you get that for free.
I don't know. I'll let you know. Keep you posted.
Finger it out.
Will do.
All right.
Wow. I cast moist. Okay.
Eldritch blast.
So you guys all wake up. You see Fabrice is kind of the last one to wake up because he's like this old rabbit man.
Yeah.
And the bones don't move like they used to. And he like stretches out here as he's just stretching out. He's doing like... Not like Zaris yoga, but kind of like morning calisthenics. He's like touching his toes, moving his arms around.
Ooh, let me retcon that. For that last hour, I was doing Zaris yoga.
By yourself?
Yeah. So she's asleep. She's
trancing.
If I'm going to drop a bomb on people, I'm going to like make sure I'm already pre-stretched.
Limber?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good to go. I guess what I'm going to do is I'm going to use Ye Old Mage Hand to put this letter in Zaris' hand first, and then I'm gonna do that stealthily. Our decidedly Italian rabbit doesn't notice.
He's not Italian.
He is now. It's a dirty 20. But dirty 20 to put that in her hands, and then message like, read but be quiet.
That is a beautiful crow's pose you're doing.
Oh, thank you.
You've been practicing. And I will read the letter.
So did you hand her the entire letter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're looking at this letter, right? It's in the envelope again?
That's why I said read, but be quiet.
Okay.
Messages again. Quiet!
When Zaris flipped it, like, would she flip it over? Would she look at both sides of the letter?
Yeah.
Okay, you do see something that's from Dom. It says, don't tell Zaris I was here.
Motherfucker.
Quiet!
Just under her breath. Motherfucker.
Can I use that as her, like, response to me?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, in your head.
Because I get to hear the whispered response in my head.
And you read in this letter, kind of, not, like, hiding, but kind of being quick before everyone catches on what you're doing. You read the same thing. It's a letter from Naomi, wishing you guys all well, hoping you guys are all doing fine. And she kind of explains that the sickness here is kind of generally more of a nuisance. But she says the thing you want to avoid is Fabricius.
I'll look at Amon and just point at the letter and just mouth, what the fuck?
I feel like Amon's like in this thing where his head is like between his legs looking at her, like he's fully bent over, like looking at her, and does a weird like upside down shrug, like he has no idea.
Roll me a wisdom saving throw, Zaris.
Me?
Yes, you
a
heard
saving
me.
Throw?
You heard me, there's reasons.
Okay.
Because of reasons.
Are we all close to each other?
Yeah, I'll say you're probably close enough. Yeah, give her the 3.
At that 3.
Oh, okay, cool. I mean, even though you're not awake?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, wait.
Yeah, at this point, we're all
awake. Yeah, I'm awake, but.
15. Yeah.
That's not enough.
Oof. Hey, even with the plus three?
Ma'am?
What?
Ma'am?
Ma'am?
Yeah. God, I didn't roll great.
Nothing happens.
Oof. I hate that.
Hey, bro. We'll
say,
be like that.
I did not have to roll a wisdom saving throw when I read this.
I have my reasons.
I know. That's, I'm just saying, this isn't a... Or it could be a letter thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I'd say about this time, Fabrice catches on. He's like, where'd you get that from?
It's a letter from my dead husband.
I'm sorry. Are you okay?
No.
Okay, he kind of like sheepishly goes into the corner.
That's
like,
such as him. We don't bring it up.
But she just like reads it all the time.
Don't bring it up.
Okay, I won't. Why he goes over to you guys? Why didn't you tell me about this letter?
We barely met you.
Okay, fair enough.
Fucking Sufri's like halfway.
For dramatics, yeah, Zaris just falls to her knees.
give me a performance check.
Yes!
I'm a -1!
No, it's a +2 with his health.
No, not a saving check.
Oh, not a check.
That is a 3! I like that you didn't make me roll deception from bold-faced lying to this man.
You are performing. he rolled a 14 on the die. He's like looking at you confusingly, like, she wasn't crying, and now she's like, I'm not gonna. I don't know you guys well enough. I'm still doing it.
It's a good call for breaks.
Oh my god.
God damn it. So you see Fabrice is like, so what do you guys want to do now? Did we still want to go back up?
I think we have to at this point.
Yes, that was the plan, to find Morbus.
Okay. I got a couple of those mushrooms to keep you guys good still while we go back up there, because I think the sickness is more up there than it is down here. And yeah, he hands you all one of these mushrooms again.
In Elvish, I'm gonna like, so my back is also to Fabrice, looking at Amon, I'm gonna just say, distract Fabrice.
In Elvish?
I can hear that too.
I know, but it's like under my breath. Yeah.
Hold on.
Am I close enough to you?
I hope to God Fabrice doesn't speak Elvish.
He's all,
what?
Shit.
Man, what a time to not.
It's
for you to not know if thieves can't.
It's less. Does he speak? He has proficiency in perception skills.
But my back is to him, and I'm whispering.
He's gonna roll a perception check. What do I get in the roll against you? Give me a...
Guys, I'm feeling a little unhinged today, so bear with me.
I know, you're all over the place. What would that be?
Is it perception? I mean deception, I guess.
Yeah, let's do deception. See if you could be sly enough for him to not hear you.
Sure. I need it to be literally anything but deception, though.
What a time to not
you said it.
Well, it's what makes
ESL,
sense.
ESL, a.k.a.
Elven Sign Language.
We are but idiots.
Wait, what did you roll?
She's rolling deception, but...
Deception.
Did you see
deception?
It?
I saw what I think it is.
What'd you get?
A 6.
Ooh. He got... a 2.
Oh! Wow. Shout out to the two.
Oh my god.
So you guys kind of see like his ear twitch a little bit, like he might have heard something, but he doesn't respond to anything.
Alright. Where did the messenger go? Okay. And I go invisible.
Where'd he go?
What?
Where'd mine go?
As this is happening, I'm gonna like run over to like whatever office shenanigans there are and just start chucking shit off, like start throwing things, like just being a ghost essentially, just pushing stuff off of like ladders or all tables and shit.
All an attempt to distract
you. Yeah, I'm just throwing shit in the water.
Yeah, he turns like, what the fuck is going on? Yeah.
Oh my god! Well, okay, so while he's distracted, I'm gonna go over to Elias and like just like palm him the letter and in Elvish, because I know we all speak it, read it conspicuously.
Okay.
Be on the down low.
I'm just gonna like take it, kinda slip it. Because are we in view of Fabrice right now?
Yeah, he has to just be idiots right now.
Yeah, I'm not going to read it right now.
Also, don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
That's why I'm trying.
You guys also see a mom just disappear and then suddenly shit flying off shelves and shit. Swords flying. Ching, ching. He's making hella noise.
I'm not even like, it's loud footsteps. You can hear.
He runs through the water. Ding.
What?
I heard either it was a chair squeaking or my front door opening.
It's me.
Okay, because I was just...
Excuse me while I get a different chair.
Am I about to get robbed?
Unhinged.
So, yeah, you now have this letter in your hand. Same thing, same information.
Mm-hmm.
Roll me insight.
Okay.
Not bad.
13.
That's good enough. You reading the handwriting of Naomi... Everything looks very militaristic, almost like if you didn't know this was a quill, it could have looked like it was typewritten. Very nice font and everything. Everything's like Times New Roman. Mm-hmm. But you see the Y in your name? That's a little bit of a curl on it.
Mmm. Okay.
Take that as you will.
Interesting.
Okay. Again. Kind of notating all the chaos that's going around, but kind of, how far away is Sikri?
I'd say he's less than 10 feet from you.
Okay. Let me think about this. I'm just gonna turn around and just say like high five, good buddy, like that. But then in between, like kind of my thumb and hand, I'm basically gonna
You're
slip from
the most awkward high five. You feel a thumb in the hand.
Yeah, simply just like
yeah. I'll say with all the setup they did, that he's thoroughly distracted enough to like notice you give just the weirdest thing. Zara starts crying. Amandus appears. Papers are being thrown around. Swords being tossed. In the middle of it, Lys is like, high five.
It's Siegfried's not staring at him with the look of disgust because of the high five. It's because he understands at this point what he's trying to do. Mm-hmm. And it's like the worst palm off ever.
Yeah.
Being that he's a pirate, he's had to do this like thousands of times. He's just like, dear God. And just like high fives him and like raps.
Yeah.
Shame. Stapler flies across the room.
Stapler?
Because staplers exist in Malfoy.
Stapler.
Fantasy Home Depot.
Kind of sensing Siegfried's annoyance, I'm just gonna be like, be inconspicuous, okay?
He said to be inconspicuous. Yeah.
Siegfried's short. So while everything's going on, Siegfried is doing his best. He's just like by his pack, and he kind of places it right there, and he's pretending as if he's getting everything together.
Okay.
And not being demonstrative with anything that he's doing. He's just like,
you see the rest of you seem oddly calm about what's happening.
We've been acquainted with this man for some time. He has tendencies to really express himself in odd ways.
This is him expressing himself?
Yes. Yeah.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Okay.
So yeah, I will read said letter and put it in my pocket.
Yeah, you guys are all. So now you guys are all privy to this information.
Cool. Now I'm gonna have to do this. I'm gonna burn a starlight step to land like right next to Zars again and reappear. I get one free invisibility a day.
And you just
and that's how it was used. I can recast it and just have to burn a spell slot now.
He is thoroughly confused. I thought, wait. Maybe I'm better off with Team Fungus. I don't know.
Did you eat some of your special mushrooms?
No. But I'm a very conscientious user.
That doesn't mean much.
He's like, he looks like, like insulted, yeah. He clutches his pearls. Excuse me.
I'm just saying, it's just, it's all natural.
I've been doing this for years, all right? I know that. I don't know how to handle myself. I'm confused, okay? There's a lot of things happening.
You did say that Team Fungus are idiots, so you really think you're going to be safer down there here with them?
That was a joke. I don't want to go with Team Fungus. Please don't leave me with Team Fungus.
We don't intend to.
Let's head on up.
Yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
Alright. So you guys make your way back in the same direction in which the creature you guys had fought made its way through. And you see it did bust through the most of this new light fungus that Fabrice had put up. There's a big hole in it, enough for you guys to get through, but it does seem like the perimeter was enough to keep the smaller creatures away. There are none in your immediate vicinity that you can speak of. And I'm assuming you guys make your way back to that original manhole that you guys came up through?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. While we're walking, I'm going to question Fabrice a little.
Okay.
Oh God. So tell me, when you had fallen, you don't remember anything that happened to you?
Absolutely nothing.
And when we found you in this fungus, you don't recall how you got there or remember anything while you were under this spell?
I remember just messing around with some mushrooms and stuff, just like regular day. Then I laid down to go to sleep, and next thing I knew, Amon was pouring that weird shit on my face.
It's a little weird that you are a fungus controller, yet you don't recall being taken by this fungus.
You know, you can know a lot, but you don't know what you don't know, so I've never encountered fungus like this.
This Team Fungus that you know, you said it takes a very strong magic to control these monsters, or if they were being controlled. Yes, but do you think that they might be behind it?
I don't think so. They're like proteges of mine. What they know is teachings from me, and I don't know how to do this.
And there'd be no way for you to stop those creatures apart from making those protective walls, if you will.
I mean, I could cultivate some of the mushrooms like I gave you, but it seems like it wouldn't be a lasting solution. Like, it's a better means of slowing it down, but after 24 hours, you would get infected unless you take another mushroom.
Hmm. And you don't remember any of this.
I don't. Up.
Can I roll insight on that?
Absolutely.
Can I help? I have proficiency.
Sure, I'll allow it.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, you can't help. I got a 9.
Leave me for the inside checks. I have a +7.
Well, nobody else is doing it. I'm trying to do
you
it.
You were doing it. I didn't want to interrupt you.
I would say you can't make heads or tails of whether or not he's lying, but he at least seems sincere.
Do you know Fabrice?
Do you know Fabrice? Kinda.
Do you know the mushroom?
I love
the mushroom man. The mushroom man.
Oh, I love you guys. Okay.
I can't drop buttons. Oh, you're a monster.
Eat me.
I can do that whole scene.
Spits on Fabrice. Just because she's having like a fucking aneurysm.
He's just like, what the hell?
Yeah, no. What the fuck?
Fabrice. Do you know if there's anyone in, other than you, who could make kind of what we've seen?
I mean, it could have been a new person who came in from, like, the Ascension. But no one that I knew, like, I keep to myself for the most part. So no one in my, like, personal circle do I know who could do this.
Hmm. Fabrice, it's an interesting name. Is it short for anything?
Nope.
Hmm.
While they're...
Can I insight that?
Absolutely.
While they're conversing, what's our lineup like? Are we close, like, all close? Are we walking next to certain people?
So this passageway is, as I explained before, is about 15 feet wide. So maybe right now you and Zaris are kind of next to him, like, flanking him.
Oh, so me and Elias can be in the back, just chilling.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to turn around and just kind of give our boy over here a look, like, you know.
Me or him?
You.
Okay.
Trying to get, like, message.
Message.
So, I'll message him. What?
What do we do here?
Hit him on the head.
Yeah. I'll just let him be like, let's see what happens when we get to Ye Olde Hospital.
That's the problem. If we get to the hospital and maybe those people that we already ran into aren't the issue, are we taking him to their doom, or do we take care of him down here?
Or he's the problem and our
Morbus.
Yes, our Morbus dude, maybe he is on the level. He's just awkward and weird and doesn't know how to speak to people. Maybe he's a help, because he did look like he could fuck us up.
But that thing down here had the power to raise the dead, if you will, and there's a bunch of people sick up there that are turning into these monsters. If Fabrice is the issue, we'll be outnumbered up there.
That is true.
I have an idea.
He goes invisible again.
Message is ours. Ask him when the last time he was on the surface was, and then see if he's lying.
I did roll a 14 on that first insight.
14?
Yeah.
Again, hard to tell, but he seems sincere. He doesn't... You can't find a vein of lying, but doesn't mean he's not.
He's not, like, omitting the truth. Yeah. Understood. Okay, so we keep walking for a little bit. And she's like, so, when was the last time you were on the surface, Fabrice? Because it seems like it's been a minute.
About a month ago.
It's gotten that bad in the last month? That's crazy. Insight.
Probably insight.
Damn, dude, that's crazy.
I can message you and be like,
that's bullshit.
Good? No? Yes?
Finally! 24!
God damn. I would say, yeah, he seems like he's telling the truth.
Okay.
I
just behind me. I just give a thumbs up.
Let's just scratch her back and like
something bit my back.
He's like, Fabrice, there's another one over there. What?
Something bit me.
Jumped up and butt me and bit me in the butt talks.
I'd like to see that wound.
This is a big issue.
Message our big boy Siegfried back, and like, maybe it's a thing where every time he gets overtaken, he becomes that, like, don't fuck with him vibe. But maybe he genuinely doesn't remember. So he may have been overtaken and been like that for a long time.
He was far away from us. How do we know that he didn't take some sort of mushroom that made him turn into that thing?
I was right next to him.
He still could have done it on the slide without you noticing. Dude, are his arms covered? Like, is he in full?
No, I'd say he's in, like, very modest clothing. Like, his arms aren't covered.
Right, so we would be able to see the governor's got it if it were there.
Yeah, if it was on his arms, it would be obvious.
Okay. And that's where it was when he was
that
when
thing.
When he was a fun guy.
He had to leave because there wasn't much room.
Wow.
I literally had that... Text it out, show it to Alex.
And that's why I just went like that.
But, oh, yes, I decided to always let it. But it was on his arms, right?
When he was overtaken? Yeah.
All right, so the way I see it, I don't think... We haven't seen that band move. It's similar to our marks. I think it's almost tattooed on. If he doesn't have it now, it could be a fungus thing.
This is true. So do we run the risk of taking him to the hospital then?
Maybe we have him wait outside.
That would be very suspect.
That would be.
I'm not hearing this conversation. I can't say
nope.
shit.
I'm going to message.
He's like messaging everybody all at once. Yeah. Everyone's just like.
Alliance is like,
I'm just like, you guys are awfully quiet.
Hold on. I need to look up. I need to see something.
Okay, while you're doing that, because this is all
going to get... Go ahead.
Because this is all going to get cut out anyway. Did we decide what reincarnate does in this world?
No.
Okay.
We can talk about it.
We gotta talk about it after, because it's the spell that I have access to now. So.
God damn.
I'm gonna message Zaris and be like... Actually, not. I'm not even gonna message you.
Okay,
I'm gonna say out loud,
Hey, Fabrice,
what do you think of us kind of keeping you hidden from the people inside of this this hospital church, if you will? They didn't seem too keen about us going into the sewers to find y'all. We were actually sent here to wipe out people.
Who?
Well, the mainstay marauders, but it sounded like anybody who wasn't helping them. And I don't think you guys are.
Right. Yeah, like I said, me and Team Fungus, we're not friends with the marauders. We just kind of coexist.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, what do you think if we hide you from them? Because from your story, the last time you ran into this Morbus, the way it sounds is that he overtook you with these nega shrooms, if you will.
Maybe. I just kind of remember him. I don't remember him being there when it happened. It's all kind of a blur.
Message to Zaris. Is he lying?
I'll say, based on the role before, thus far, he has the same tone, so he sounds sincere.
We don't know what Morbus is up to and if he's the issue. He sent us down to the sewers to find the mainstay marauders and essentially kill them. But they've never been an issue for us.
We were sent to kill one, actually, and we did not see her anywhere. We were looking for Vix Vita.
Mm-hmm. Right, you said that, yeah.
And we did not encounter... According to Zaris and I, she's been dead for a while now.
Yeah.
So I don't know where Morbus is getting his information. I don't even know who's lying at this point. But...
Well, I mean, you haven't steered me wrong yet, so if you want me to, like, wait outside for a little bit...
I could turn you invisible. Now, here's my thing. How do I make sure I don't lose you?
Can't you just, like, dispel it if I get too far?
What is the range on invisibility?
I think the range for invisibility just applies to the casting of it, not necessarily the distance between the two people.
So you can just turn it off, though.
Yeah, it is a concentration. I could do that. What do you guys think? Turn him invisible when we walk in, tell him, yo,
don't go
robbers.
Anywhere.
I mean...
The issue is if we walk in there without him, and we need somebody outside watching just in case, because if Morbus tries something and they go after Fabrice and whoever's outside.
Fabrice, are you willing to be our man outside? Or Barangay outside, as it were?
Sure.
Easy enough?
Yeah. We need to question Morbus and figure out what's going on with the mainstay marauders and this request that he gave us and figure out this sickness. Did you say that you had an issue with the people on the surface before or no?
No, I'm just a hermit. I just don't like a lot of people.
Do they know you?
I've met some people, yeah. Like, some local vendors, merchants and stuff. I have to come out and get things every so often.
I think the best course of action at this point is to question Morbus and tell him the mainstay marauders are dead. See what he says about that, and then tell him that we also ran into you but not present you. And
see how he reacts.
See how he reacts to that news.
I think that's a good idea.
That.
Yeah.
Somebody else, myself, whoever, will keep watch with you outside, and we could also set up some sort of signal if something goes wrong inside, we rush in.
I can do that.
I think that's a great plan.
He gives you just A-okay with his fingers.
We have sending stones, and we have me with message.
Abort! Abort!
Fucking go!
Get the fuck out! Stop How's doing the stories!
It's a trap.
There's so much blood. Over.
I'm gonna die.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
It's a trap.
Put some respect to Admiral Akbar.
Admiral Akbar, dude.
Real okay. one.
All right, yeah.
Our ships can handle his as though not the torque.
Focus yeah. on those frigates.
Shout out to Admiral Akbar.
So. I'll message
Yep.
And I'll be like, do you want to stay outside or do you want me to stay outside? It's going to be Yumi or Zaris.
I think I should stay outside because, I mean, just in case, I'm kind of intimidating already and I don't want to freak anybody out any more than I already have in the hospital.
All right.
Also, are you guys having this conversation via message?
Yes. Well, I'm asking him what he wants because it was his plan.
No, I know. Just out of my own curiosity, are your hit points still... Like, you remember...
No,
like,
we fed him a mushroom.
No, he gave him the mushroom. Yeah, we had the mushroom to stave off
the sickness.
I'm not down with the sickness right now.
Good news, everyone. Ooh, wow. I have greater restoration now.
Hey.
Which, by, like, rules as written, it heals one effect, reducing the target's hit point maximum.
Mm. Huh, it's like someone knew that was coming up and just left it out as a thing.
So if you're going to take... Then I'll be like... Then I'll say out loud, like, all right, well, then Siegfried can stay out with the Sending Stone. Zaris, keep that thing on you, and we'll go in and speak to our boy. I think, Elias, you should speak to him. He seems to like you more than the rest of us.
Doesn't mean I like him.
I mean, yeah, but he'll at least speak to you.
You don't have to like him, just don't do anything crazy.
Elias,
I can't make any promises.
Please?
Give me those sending stones.
Maybe Elias should be outside.
He's going to stay with Fabrice. I'm going to go in with you, and then we both have the sending stones.
Takes you guys
stones.
A while to plan things, huh?
This is actually a quick plan
This is actually pretty quick.
Usually we strategize quite a bit, but...
Usually we start screaming mid-battle.
Usually we turn invisible and throw stuff around for no apparent reason.
So it was you!
It's part of the stretching, man.
Like tantric stretching?
Yeah. You gotta move, you gotta get the heart rate up. That's how you stay in shape.
So exercise!
Yeah.
It also keeps us on our toes in case we have to be ready. You throw something at me, I can hit it with my axe and, you know...
To test our reflexes.
Alright.
He's like, shit.
Let's see if
this
thing.
Is looking more and more.
Yeah, we're gonna go.
Who are these fucking idiots?
Team Fungus was stupid.
Alright, so you guys make your way back up the manhole?
Yep.
Yes. Hey. Yeah, I have an intelligence of 13, so.
Who's going up first?
I'll go up first. Be quiet. I'll try to be quiet about it.
Roll me a stealth check, sir.
Ooh, I forgot about the thingies.
That is a 17. It wasn't great.
I'll go up after. I also have a decent deck.
I'll say, while you're on the ladder, Willie.
Two episodes in a row.
You keep doing that.
I know, it's because things. Amon starts climbing up, and Amon, you're almost to the top where, you know, you guys had to let this manhole cover off when you guys originally showed up. You're getting almost there. You're, like, a couple rungs from the top when suddenly one of these creatures hops over the manhole cover.
Oh, shit.
Going towards the cathedral area.
Okay.
And you hear more of these kind of claw steps as they
coming
pass.
From the far away towards
the cathedral.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We'll say after about a minute or two, you kind of stop there thinking, like, shit, what do I do? You don't hear them anymore.
All right. I am going to slowly lift this thing off of the...
It's already off. Yeah, that's why you saw it fly over you.
Okay. I'm going to poke my head out and, like, look towards the cathedral.
Roll me perception.
I'd love to. Oh, that's fucking great. That is a dirty 30.
God damn.
I got a plus 11 to perception now.
Jesus. So you pop your head out in the direction in which they were coming. You don't see any more down the road, like away from the cathedral. You do like a 360 or 180 view. You get to the eye lines of the cathedral. You see almost, you don't know how many, but hundreds, maybe thousands of these creatures are at the cathedral steps and are either on it, crawling on the cathedral. Like, there's even some on the R. You can see them blocking out part of the R. And you see even large corpse flowers at these giant cathedral doors. And they're pretty much covering this thing.
Oh, shit. I'm going to message down to literally everybody. I'm like, it's going down. And I'll get out and kind of like step to the side so everybody else can come up.
Who is at the very end of the pack?
I would say I am.
Roll me a perception check.
Oh, shit. that is a big fat 9.
9? You still see it, but you're going to have less reaction time. You see, or you hear first, kind of this gentle rumbling. And as you look to the left, you see, like, parts of the tunnel disappearing into darkness. You look to the right, the other tunnel. Down the hallway you just came through. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm looking it up the ladder.
Everyone, roll me an initiative. Besides, I would say Amon, since he's kind of at the top already. Everyone else, roll me one.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
What the hell?
13 for Elias. Jeez.
Would you roll a 1?
A 2 and a 3, and I have advantage.
19.
Okay.
For Zaris.
Jesus.
It would make sense. So, Siegfried, you're at the very back. Everyone else is making their way up. You even kind of throw Fabrice in front of you, like, go on, get the fuck out.
Yeah.
You're going to take.
Of course.
That's not very good.
Oops.
Ow!
Oof. 29 points of necrotic damage.
Holy fuck!
As like the abyss
shit.
of whatever this
from
is.
The peanut gallery.
from the peanut gallery. The abyss of the darkness kind of catching at your ankles as you make it all the way up, but it's like almost like the abyss is burning at your legs as you're making your way up, kind of pushing the rest of the party up and through. But yeah, you have like these weird, like almost in, like think of birthmarks, but like these inverse scars on your legs. And you see as you pop out, the manhole cover, gone.
Huh?
Dude, anybody see that?
What's Fabrice doing right now?
He's confused. He's like, what just happened? What was that? Mm. That was my home. He's just gone?
Well, we can't stay
here. I am not in charge here. I don't know.
We're just as confused as you are.
Hey, Fabrice.
What?
I know this is a terrible time. Who's the governor here?
I don't know.
I'm going to roll inside.
While he's doing that, there's another wisdom save, please.
Okay, hold on. 23.
Finally. Zaris, as you pop up after this, like, near second of, like, near death for the whole party, Fabrice is freaking out. He's getting the third question from Amon. And you kind of take a glance around, and suddenly you're... perception, this memory, you had first asked, what was it like when you came here the first time you were here? It started to come back to you. It didn't look like this when you first came here. Cathedral, yes, that was there. But these big home family type houses?
Mm-hmm.
No, not a thing. It was mostly like tents and huts up here. Kind of like a little bit better than Limbo. There was more material here, but everything was very meager still. These buildings are brand new. And you look at the cathedral, the giant right square-ish tower with the R on it, that was there. But the spire on the right side, that was not there the first time you came through. And since you passed the throw, you know you were under the condition of the Ulta Memory spell.
Oh.
All
know what's going on.
Oh.
I'm just saying, you guys would see...
This is a her problem.
Yeah, Zarus is looking around, like, very bright-eyed, like...
Also, I rolled a 6 on that insight, so...
Yeah, you don't... Fabrice, again... Hard to make heads or tails of what he's doing, what he says.
I mean, it is a moment of panic.
I'm gonna fucking kill someone. So, these buildings, do they look like abandoned?
They look like they might have been lived in, but they haven't been lived in a while. Like, you, when you guys first went into that first house, it was very weird that they had, like, a baby cradle.
Yeah.
When, you know, babies aren't, like, no one's having babies here.
Yeah.
There's no, you haven't really seen children.
Yeah, we haven't seen kids at all.
It's like, I'll say with the role and everything, it kind of seems like what somebody envisioned, like, a good house would be. Like, even the recliner that Siegfried was in, that's like a, that's a creature comfort. Like, no one really has those kind of things.
Oh yeah, I forgot you passed out on that.
Yeah.
Never mind, I thought I had a question.
So, I just know that I was under the effect of a modified memory.
Mm-hmm.
Siegfried's gonna do something real quick. He said that manhole cover disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
He's gonna grab Fabrice real quick and kind of put him back by that spot.
What are you doing?
I need to see something. Can you stand there really quick?
You kind of push him over. Nothing happens.
Huh. Did you not see that thing collapse on us?
Yeah, I was freaking out. Like, if it wasn't for you, I probably would have died.
I love that you're going for, like, this is an illusion, and if he falls, he falls. I can just see something, I'm like, oh god, it's if he falls, he falls. Yeah.
If he dies.
If he dies.
If you fly, you're a witch. If not, God forgives you.
This logic doesn't make sense.
Oh shit.
You know what else floats? A duck.
It's very odd that once we left that place with you, it disappeared. And there's a lot of weirdness going on with you.
I am thoroughly confused as you are.
God, I wish I had a thing that could...
Do you... Yeah, yeah, okay. Sorry, I didn't mean to frighten you.
Yeah, I thought I was gonna die.
I didn't mean, I wasn't gonna drop you, man.
Shit, Team Fungus, they were down there still. Do you think they're okay?
Oh, fuck, I have no idea.
I highly doubt at this point that Team Fungus is real.
What?
What?
That entire thing collapsed on us and it's gone.
It wasn't even collapsed. It just
disappeared. It's
gone. That Team Fungus might not have existed at all. Even though we all saw them, we were down in these tunnels that are all of a sudden gone.
Can I roll an Arcana check?
On what specifically?
Okay.
The, like...
The street?
No, specifically that spot. Where, like, I'm trying to figure out what caused the manhole to disappear.
Okay.
Because I didn't see the tunnels disappear. I was already out.
Yeah.
But specifically the manhole disappearing, like, that shenanigan, it's not great. It's a 12.
I'll say Chuck gives you the help action.
Cool.
Hey, go Chuck.
Remember Chuck?
That's better. 16. Oh, no, I had a plan for Chuck. I got over.
Chuck, like, sees you. He lands on your shoulder, sees you, like, inspecting it. Somebody dispelled their spell. And that's why I disappeared.
I see.
We're in a fucking pocket dimension.
Would this person need to be close, or could they be far?
He's gonna roll. Generally, you have to be pretty close for something like that, but you can't, like, something like that requires a lot of concentration. You could have a focus maintain the concentration for you and then just have the focus turn it off.
Huh.
Like a crystal ball or something like that.
I don't know if you told us or not, but did it seem like all those creatures were running at the cathedral? Like a lot?
I mean, you guys see it now.
Yeah, there. You see, guys, you guys are up. The cathedral is covered in creatures and there's like hundreds of them at like these giant cathedral doors and they're just all over. You just hear the loud mumbling of these creatures.
Huh. Is anyone trying to fight them off or are they just stuck at the gates?
They're like stuck at the doors.
Okay. Huh.
People could be in there.
All those six people. Hmm? All of those sick people.
Mm-hmm.
Do we go? Is Fabrice, do you have some sort of way to ward these creatures off?
Not that many. That's way too much. That's a death sentence. I don't care how strong you guys are. That's insane. We can't go fight those things.
Do you know if there's another way into the cathedral?
Leroy Jones!
Fuck!
All right, chumps, let's do this.
Damn it, Leroy.
I was gonna say, if you Leroy Jenkins...
No, Leroy Jenkins in anything.
He, like, I don't know anything about that cathedral. And you see he has this real puzzled look on his face? I don't know how I know this, but there is, like, an escape tunnel through the back of the cathedral. Think very a la Helm's Deep.
What is Helm's Deep?
I'm gonna roll to see if I recognize Helm's Deep. What is that? History?
Yeah.
That's a 10. I probably read it once.
You've heard about it. Yeah.
I read Lord of the Rings.
I want to do that as well. I got a 16.
Oh, man. Helm's Deep.
You could have just called it Baldur's Gate. You should have just said it was Baldur's Gate.
No, it's Helm's Deep.
He's like, I've heard of this, Helm's Deep.
Well, if it exists in old times and spaces.
I'm going to hang back for a second and whisper to myself as to not conjure any attention. I'm going to cast Locate Creature
on
Fabricius.
Fabricius?
I'm going to say Fabricius because you just need to know their name.
And read me the spell.
It is... Describe or name a creature that is familiar to you. You sense the direction to the creature's location as long as that creature is within 1,000 feet of you. If the creature is moving, you know the direction of its movement. The spell can locate a specific creature known to you or the nearest creature of a specific kind, such as a human or a unicorn, so long as you have seen a creature up close within 30 feet at least once. If the creature you described or named is in a different form, such as being under the effects of a polymorph spell, the spell doesn't locate the creature. This spell can't locate a creature if running water...
Okay, you can stop.
He's
in front of you.
The running water thing's kind of funny. Like, water's running? Sorry. Nope.
This spell can't locate a creature if running water at least 10 feet wide blocks a direct path between you
and the creature. So if he's in a toilet, he's fine. And shower, he catches it. He's invisible in the shower.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Good he's use right of off of Reese.
He's...
Only she knows this.
Are you going, yeah.
I'm
going
to jumping in the back again, trying not to conjure any attention. I'm like pointing at myself.
What are you doing?
Jumping jacks.
This is not the time for jumping jacks.
I'm going to message her, are you good? And while at the same time messaging her that, like, we're very health conscious here.
It's Fabricius.
Oh. Messages both of them, but relax.
I don't think Siegfried's gonna relax.
I mean, I'm gonna tell you to, but you don't gotta listen to me.
Siegfried is going to pull his axe out.
Okay.
And he's like, I'm sorry, but I have to try one more thing. And he's gonna swing.
You're gonna tell me?
No, he's telling the party, he's swinging right at him.
Roll me a attack roll.
Okay.
Me just in the back.
Oh no!
Yeah, why it's like
that's probably not gonna hit. That's an 11.
He's not wearing armor.
Let's I was gonna say he's been described as wearing clothes.
Okay,
roll me damage.
Oh, oh no!
I think it's gonna trigger that.
I know. That is 12 points of damage.
So the axe comes. You see, like he's looking at Zaris, super confused. Amandus yells at him, and he like turns around. And he hears you say, "I just gotta try one more thing." He turns around without
That's
even
so
thinking.
Fucking sinister, dude.
Slices through him, big gash across his chest. Not like completely cutting him in twain, but large gash just across him. The force of your impact sends him flying about 5 feet away. Lands on his back. Doosh. There's a pause.
Amana's definitely like, big gasp. Gasp in Spanish.
Yeah, Elias like, that's more like it.
He's already reaching for his helmet.
Bill Hader's wow. Like, Stefan from Saturday Night Live, just like, he's like oh.
And then?
And then?
Yeah.
And then?
And then?
No more then!
And no more then!
From behind some of the buildings. Oh, you see the faceless creatures coming from behind them. They come, run over, and almost protect Fabrice's body with their own bodies. They all crowd around him, and then all of a sudden dip into like this pool of fungus, the bodies disappearing, and then reforming as that amalgamation. Yep. He grows like 2 feet in height. His ears are kind of slicked back, again with this praying mantis arm and this claw-looking apparatus for his left hand. And again, you do see the bands of the governorship on his arms.
I'm sorry, everyone, but I couldn't risk the lives of those innocent people.
We got a bigger problem.
Yeah, solid move. Fuck it, let's go.
And you see he comes up. Wait. There's no need for that.
Fuck you, dude!
You've been lying to us this entire time.
I haven't been lying. He's a...
The professional liar thinks
you're like,
lying.
I've only been not telling you the truth. Nope.
Professional liars. Professional thief.
Okay, and?
All of a sudden they start fighting.
Deception hard zero.
Are you familiar with the modified memory spell?
Unfortunately, yes.
He's gonna roll inside against you when you say that.
11.
11?
I know it exists. I don't know what it does.
I fucking dice roll.
I'm gonna roll. Like, is it Arcana?
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. I got a 3, so I don't know shit.
Actually, you're like, no.
Let me roll for Chuck. 14 for Chuck.
Yeah, I'm last night. I have zero idea. I have no idea what it's
she
going
knows
on.
What it is.
He's all I know is I saw Siegfried hit somebody, so bonk
yes. It's time to kill.
He turns to you and he like nice. Cracks a cold one. He sees
people beers.
When he says the modified memory spell, your eyes kinda get a little big and he catches that. You've been here before, haven't you?
Maybe. Yes. Okay, yes.
Okay, yes. I am the governor of this land, but I have been usurped by that man. And he points towards the cathedral.
Can I roll insight on that?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Sure.
Yeah. Keep going.
So what's with the killing... the general public, or transforming the general public.
That wasn't by my hand.
Why lie?
I wasn't lying, if you allow me to explain. Fabrice is a personality that was created by Morbus. The only reason I know these things in this form is because the mushrooms have kept the memory. They have essentially been my eyes while in this dormant state.
Which one?
So, is this the real you, or is Fabrice the real you?
They're both the same. Just one doesn't remember who he is. I won't lie to you. I was the governor of this land, and I was putting pestilence upon the people, but it was more for my own research, and never to kill anyone. Nothing of this magnitude.
You were purposely making everybody sick?
It is my job. I am the governor of Malphite here, in this level. Have you met a nice one per this as this moment?
We've met some pretty messed up governors, but none that would purposely sicken their people.
It was for research.
Research be damned, you're killing these people.
I didn't kill anyone. My sicknesses weren't this deadly. Morbus increased the rate somehow and created these creatures using my fungus.
How do I stop? How do we stop? We got somebody with a hot smite hand ready to go.
Just tossing his axe in his hand.
Just
yeah.
I'm just on standby.
Yeah, Siegfried is just holding his axe ready, like, all right, dude.
Just on standby.
Morbus is a very powerful cleric. I don't know how, don't remember how, but he put me down in these fake tunnels and put me in a stasis. Used my own mushrooms against me.
So all those creatures at the front of the cathedral, you're saying that we could go in there and confront Morbus and we wouldn't be harmed?
Morbus is too powerful on our own. He has a fleet of these constructs that he's made.
Fabrice said that there's some sort of tunnel that can get us into the cathedral. Do you know this tunnel?
I do. I have a plan. Because Morbus knows of this tunnel, and he knows we'll probably be using it.
Why should we trust you?
Do you want more people to die? I would say I am an evil indeed, but Morbus is a worst evil. He was not satisfied with the rate in which I was working on the individuals, so he decided to accelerate it to a point of mutation. I would never do such things. It's against nature.
How do you know of Morbus? Why did he betray you?
He was my bullshrecker, and he wanted to do more research more quickly.
He used a keyword. Was. Were you able to, like, demote and not give anybody else that? Or is he still...
He's still technically my bullshrecker, but he's usurped me.
Can't you control him?
He has found ways to get past the arcane glyphs that could that bind us together.
These experiments, the sickness that you were putting on the people, they were minor and they weren't killing anybody?
They were not. It doesn't make sense to own a plot of land and kill everyone that lives there.
What were they doing to these people?
Minor sicknesses. Coughs. Boils.
But you cured them?
Yes, no one died.
Wait, what about Vix Vita?
She was never here.
Fucking knew it.
Interesting.
I suspect he sensed that you guys were stronger in character than most. I believe it was a trap to kill you all.
He sent us down in the tunnels so that we would run into his creatures then.
And die.
And die.
Yes.
Oh, cool. He can die. Let's fucking go. What's the plan?
The play is I attack the front gates with my creatures to keep him occupied. You find the Okrum. The Okrum,
I like that word,
is a spear that Morbus created that can concentrate on multiple spells at once. If you destroy that, there would be better hope for us all.
Is the sphere in that tunnel?
It is.
We point to our sphere. Does it look like that?
The little ball floats around?
No.
Is it bigger?
Yes. It also doesn't float. He's actually quite cute.
What's waiting for us in this tunnel?
I, like, scratch the ball.
It won't be easy. I had some traps put there, but I suspect they've been replaced. If there's anything like what he had in the sewers, you could probably suspect another guardian of sorts.
Do you have any more of that spray that we can use?
He's looking like... He's, like, tapping his pockets. I can't reach them in this form.
I can!
How do you do it?
Mage hand over and just... I was like, can I just take your pouch?
Can we loot your body?
Can I loot you without looting you?
No funny business.
Just tell him, like, I'll take the bag from him, like, with mage hand and, like, open it and, like, what do I take?
So, yeah, you do see his Febreze bottle. Yeah, and you do see,
Because I was like, we're gonna need some mushrooms if we're gonna be down there for a minute.
He has three of those mushrooms still. Of the nice magical mushrooms.
I'll take them. We only need three. Alright, so, let me write that down.
Doing math. There's four
magic
of
that way.
In a bird.
I guess I'll go.
He doesn't get affected.
I guess I'll die.
No, he doesn't.
That is true. You're right. He is again.
That's and just... I have two other mushrooms too. So.
And I already ate one, so I'm fine too. I don't know how long that lasts.
And 24 hours.
We already have one. Because he gave us one.
Fabrice and not Fabrice.
I was looking at me taking notes. Fabrice bottle, three magic mushrooms.
You do know from the encounter before when Siegfried got infected again. If you do get affected, it will basically cure that one time.
Yeah.
So like,
and you have two, right?
I have two.
Elias. All right. Yeah, so Elias has two.
Wood.
So in
already
case,
before those three,
in case like if you do one, if you do a Zaris and like bite into an infected creature and get more sick, you use that heal one way back.
Okay, we all have one plus the three. All right, so I have four. Okay.
Beautiful.
Good to go. Where do we go?
DM question.
Yeah, I'm DM.
Sorry.
Yes, this is dog.
Yes, this is dog.
Do we get the impression that, like, the tower, the one that was built after I was here, is that where we should be going?
That's where it leads to.
Okay.
The tunnel.
Nope. All right. Continue.
No, no, like, so where do we go then? Do we need to be sneaky about it?
Yes.
Got you covered.
I hate sneaking. She's not us.
Oh,
I'm about to be invisible to God again.
Nice, yeah.
So, he kind of directs you to, like, to the right side of where the cathedral hits the cliff. He tells you there is basically a large boulder covering up this spot, which enters this tunnel that then ascends to that other tower.
It really is Helm's Deep.
I have influences.
Tolkien escape. Please leave us alone.
I will distract him for as long as I can. If I can get to Morbus before you, I will take back my rightful place.
I like it.
We got your back, dude. Although, will you let us ascend? Should we help you?
Yes.
Just don't kill anybody. I will kill you.
I don't mean to kill anyone except Morbus.
Fine. We will kill Morbus for you, with you, whatever.
Cool.
Okay. Go team!
Yeah, he just puts your hands and he puts in this weird sight. Yes,
it cuts me out.
Sorry.
He uses the claw in the sand. Yes.
It's been a while.
Don't do it. It's been fun.
Oh, I was gonna do something completely.
It's Family Guy. Everybody's putting their hands in. He's like, oh, no, not you.
What?
No.
I can't remember.
All right.
God damn it.
We got our plan.
All right, let's do it.
So you see, like, he points you in the direction. Give me 5 minutes to thoroughly distract them.
You got it.
And you see, as soon as he says this, he, like, summons more fungus to him, and this fungus comes out from, like, the cracks in the road here. Just swarm up his leg, and suddenly he grows these weird moth-like wings on the back of them, and he flaps them up. The wind's almost strong enough to, like, blow stuff on your head back, your hair back. He flies towards the cathedral.
Oh,
and as he flies over, you see, like, this large group of creatures that were there suddenly get riled up. And they're more agitated, more aggressive. And as that happens, you guys see from, like, the top floors of the cathedral, the weird statue-like helicopter things that you guys saw in the very beginning, they pop out of the top windows. And I would say even from this distance, you see, like, instead of being, like, in a torpedo position with their hands next to them, they extend out, the lights blaring down on the creatures, and you see this essentially large battle start ensuing.
That is horrifying. Before we go in, I'm going to touch Elias's shoulder and say, I know you're not great at being stealthy. Don't fuck this up for us. And I'm going to cast an enhance ability. Cat's grace. So you have advantage on dexterity checks.
Oh. Really quick DM question. Did I kill Fabrice? Okay.
Guess you're going
to
have to wait.
You may have killed that form of him, but...
I mean, if he only had 12 hit points, and that's his own fuck up. Like,
my fuck up?
No. His, like
how dare he exist with 12 hit points?
He
like
only
a
had
commoner.
9 hit points. He's not that Fabrice base for him.
I mean,
Siegfried
doesn't really feel bad. At the same time, he's like, oh, God, I feel bad.
Ruben, can I cast Ice Knife into the crowd? I just want to scare people. I don't want to hit anything.
Kill 8 people.
But it explodes. Oh, yeah. So what happens? 8 people die.
Bye,
Dad.
So with Cap's Grace, you have advantage on dexterity checks. You also don't take falling damage for 20 feet.
Nice.
Ooh, don't throw yourself over anything.
Like, everybody got this heat. Yeah, it just jumps off a roof.
There goes my hero.
Aim for the bushes.
I am currently concentrating.
Excess fucking
it is.
So advantage on
dex checks.
Okay, cool.
So
stealth.
Cool.
Okay. And then if we're going to be sneaky, I'm going to
concentration.
No, they're both concentration.
Yeah.
Pick one or the other.
How's your stealth over there?
I got a plus one.
Jesus Christ.
What? Me did too. You expect that I was going to be stealthy at
all? No.
Come on.
Do what's
like
best
6'5".
For the party.
Huh?
Do what's best for the party.
Yeah.
So do you want to retcon?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, can I retcon it?
Yeah, that's fine.
I don't cast anything. I just say, don't fuck this up.
The magic starts to leave your fingers. Like, no.
You feel it? Like, hell yeah.
He's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's what's up.
God
wait,
damn.
No.
Right, I need it.
I'm going to retcon it.
I need it.
The magic starts coming off him right after he jumps off the roof.
No! Yeah. Bam!
That's why they die.
That's
actually why they die.
That's how he dies.
Okay, I will actually instead cast Pass Without a Trace.
There you go.
Now I'm concentrating, and we all have a plus 10.
There we go.
That's what I'm talking about.
Alright. So we are going to Helm's Deep.
An hour 20.
Okay.
Minutes.
All right.
I think we got 40 minutes.
We got 40 minutes.
I'm not going to go 2 hours.
2 hours!
This will be 1:45 anyway.
75 minutes.
What?
I don't know.
3 hour episode.
Yep.
Less fucking.
No sleep.
Super
far on Earth. Everyone roll me stealth checks.
Woohoo! Already, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, don't do me dirty. Yeah!
Oh, fuck yeah!
It's a 40!
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
What'd you get?
18 on the dice plus 22.
God damn.
I got,
I thought I was impressive. Dirty 30, baby.
I got 22.
Oh what no.
Did... Oh no!
Should have given me that ability.
No!
Okay, but isn't it balanced by the fact he got a fucking 40?
Are you kidding me?
Roll it for me one more
time. Oh, no.
30 is 40. Oh, my God.
That was so low.
Wait, it's a shout-out to the two crew.
That would be a 12.
All of us just screaming. Oh, yeah, look at that.
That'd be a 12.
Yeah, it's going to be a problem.
It's a 12?
Yes. 40?
Well, I mean, does it count even though it's a nat 1 with the...
No, but it's supposed to be above 10.
Even with?
With
well,
your
variable rule, yes. Yeah. So he fails, but since it's a group check, you see...
Team on my back with that 40.
Oh my god.
30! Fuck you!
No, I'm gonna take the 40.
Why? As you guys make your way through, you see Siegfried's actually leading the charge, followed by Amon and Zaris with Elias in the back.
Cling, cling, cling!
Yeah.
You see Siegfried, you're using your keen perception to look around before, like, you get to an alleyway, and as you get to the alleyway, you stop the party, and you see before him, going through the street on the opposite side, not paying any attention to you, you see three or four of the faceless creatures against one of these golden statue creatures that now that you see it up close is kind of like in the form of Fabrice. But like with, if it had hair, it would be ignited. And you see it's like kind of metallic / robotic in a way. It even makes the noise as it stops. It grounds on the floor. The three creatures lunge at it. It with its hand makes a spear. Spears one of them in the arm. Throws it off him as the other two kind of jump across him and they crash into a building. You don't see where they go. While this is happening, Siegfried stops the party before they get intercepted on it. On the other side, something similar is happening. A corpse flower and two of these statue creatures are going at it, and they almost tumble right into Elias. But at last second, Amon and Zaris grab Elias, pull him into the alleyway as they just tumble on by him.
I guess I should be thankful.
I think it's reminiscent of like a mom and a dad like grabbing their kid before they walk out into traffic. Just like, nope.
Yeah, yep. He like almost like with his axe in his head, like, yes, let's go. Whoop.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, okay, we're gonna keep going then.
Let's keep going. Let's get one more stealth check.
Now I'm worried.
Okay, go.
What'd you roll?
No, wow!
Did you roll a natural one?
No.
31.
19.
29.
16.
Oh my god, I was about to be like, man, what did
I
you
I rolled
do?
A fucking 3.
I mean, I rolled a 9.
I'm gonna roll in front of the table. Something will happen.
Oh no! Here, do you need a tray?
Yeah. It's gonna be the straw die.
Oh,
why?
Because he hates you. It's a 7.
I don't know what the plus stuff is, but I had to flip it off for the low number.
Yeah.
Anything below a 10. Fuck you!
Things happen. You guys make your way to the edge of the town, in which now it's just the town, these cobblestone roads just end at the cliffside. You do see this large off-colored rock. It's like a granite rock to a like regular stony precipice. And this is the quote-unquote entrance to this area. What do you guys do?
I'm gonna open it.
You're gonna go up there and just open it up?
Not now.
I'm gonna cast Mage Hand, just put a hand through, like put all the pressure of Mage Hand, 10 pounds, just into the rock and see what happens.
Okay.
No. He's rolling.
Okay.
Does it go? I'm genuinely checking if it's like. Is it an illusion?
No, it's physical.
Oh, so it hits and stops.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's genuinely what I was looking for. I was like, what if it's not even here? Like, it's not actually here. Magic. I mean, yeah, I think I'll roll an investigation check on it first to find any trappy boys.
Okay.
That's 27.
I can detect magic if we're here for 10 minutes.
It doesn't have any physical mechanical traps that you could think of.
Okay.
You know, say you fill around with the mage hand.
Yeah.
There isn't a good way to make a mechanical trap here.
Cool. Well, no mechanical traps.
But could there be magic?
Sure, I can roll an arcana check.
Thank you.
That's 18.
I don't like that he's rolling for this shit.
Yeah, there's some magical shenanigans here.
There's magic here somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell where, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what.
Is there a way to turn it off?
Okay. Do you want me to ritual cast to detect magic? We'll be here for 10 minutes.
No.
Okay.
Can you really quickly re-describe what we see?
So you're kind of like at the edge of town. Like you're behind a building that leads into an alleyway. The cobblestone road that essentially is the main passageway through this whole place ends at this cliff face. Along the cliff face is one large granite-looking stone that's covering what you could probably assume is the entrance to this secret cave. You don't see anything else.
Damn it, what's the holdup? I'm just gonna go up and.
No!
Just push it. Just
Elias,
straight
no!
check it.
Roll me athletics check.
Okay.
Oh can I give him the help action?
Sure.
Yeah.
Love it.
Manage, sir.
Okay. Oh, manage.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, he's helping you.
God damn it.
What'd you get?
Be better!
I went very high. I rolled a 19.
19?
Okay, that's okay.
Not bad. Mm-hmm. Roll better. 19.
Well, I mean.
It looked low. It looked.
But I'm strong.
No, you're starting to push it. You're throwing your shoulder into it. Siegfried comes up from behind you with his long arms, starts pushing from above. You slide the stone about halfway through.
And some noxious gas comes out and kills Zarvin.
You stop dying through my monologue.
Sorry, I inhaled my own spit. I'm so sorry.
Heard that.
Your own spit.
Just let me make it fun.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, cool.
So sorry.
And as you get about halfway through, from inside, you see this weird golden crystalline gas pushes through the half opening, pushes past you and Siegfried Elias, and you see it starts to swirl in front of you guys like a little tornado. Then it drops down and reforms as this faceless creature.
Ah, Jesus.
Oh, no.
The hell?
Well.
Yes.
Awesome.
And that's where we'll end the session.
No!
Shit.
I knew it was
son
fucking
of a bitch.
Coming.
We wanted to see Ruben use the extra screen.
We're not there yet.
Damn it.
For those at home.
To be fair, we did talk a lot.
I thought that was going to happen. For those at home, I brought a smaller TV for something that's going to happen later, but they didn't get that far. So it'll be here until we do it next time. Speaking of next time, my name is Ruben. Thanks for joining us today. If you want to follow me like a weirdo, because I know you're a weirdo if you're here listening to us.
Follow him around.
You can follow me. I need more stalkers in life.
That's not.
That is an invitation. Come find me.
Girl at the Fallout Boy show. Girl at the Fallout Boy show.
Not the girl at the rock show.
This is taking asking for it to a whole new level.
We're going to be friends or we're going to fight. I'm cool with either one. You can follow me on Instagram at REC Matrix. I forgot my handle for a while. It's been a long day. If you like lifting weights, if you like music, if you like raccoons, come give me a follow. If you don't, then that's okay. Alex, where can the people find you?
Hell yeah. Thanks everyone for listening. You can find me on Instagram at Ghost Coffee Shop. I mostly post memes or, you know, gym stuff. I'm currently learning how to play Magic the Gathering, which has been a delight so far.
So catch these hands right after this.
Hell yeah. Fucking, I'm so ready to get just brutally decimated. And then you can find my other podcast on the Horrible People's Network. It's called the Horrible People's Podcast. We talk about scary movies every week. It's super fun. Everyone except for Connor has been on
it.
We'll just find a good horror movie for you to talk about.
Mm-hmm. New season coming soon.
We'll watch it too.
Yeah, so this Thursday, so when this episode comes out, we just kicked off our 6th season. Holy shit. So go check us out on Instagram. We're at Horrible People's Podcast. That is HORRORBLE People's Podcast. And that's it for my plugs. Danny?
Howdy. You can find me on Instagram at RathChild714. You can follow my other podcast under the Horrible People's umbrella, Hops and Notes Pod. Hops and Notes, we talk music, we talk beer. Everybody's been on there but James will be on there soon. I just need to get organized.
Me too.
Yeah, I think that's it. Oh, if you're a fancy bitch like me, follow me on Blue Sky at RathChild714. Ooh. New
follow
Twitter.
Follow them on Untapped.
And also on Untapped. Wrathchild 714 for
just,
everything.
Yeah,
just go on social
Child
media and put in my name. I'll come up. Go talk shit. Message me. Tell me about your feelings.
Follow. No.
Absolutely not.
Anyway.
How about no?
No. Connor, what do you got?
Oh, not a whole lot. Go listen to our Hops and Notes episode on the new Avenged Sevenfold
album.
Oh, God. Right. I do apologize for the recording quality in the first 5 minutes of that episode. I fixed it. I fixed it.
Yeah, go listen. James.
We yell.
What's happening?
I did push-ups.
I don't know, a bunch of stuff. You can follow me on Instagram at @TheMightyMonarch. That's @_mighty_monarch. I post a lot about my crazy bull terrier.
I love his dog.
I share my articles that I write for Inside the Magic. So if you want to read all of my theories about Star Wars, Batman, and
Marvel and all other DC stuff, go find me on there. And you can also listen to me on another of the Horrible People's Network productions, which is the NPC Gaming Podcast, where we talk about gaming news. We talk a lot of shit on Microsoft, and we are prophets because we keep coming up with theories that keep getting proven true in the gaming world. So go follow us, go like npc.gaming.pod on Instagram, and you can also kind of catch me on the Horrible People's Podcast every now and again.
Long live Trash Month!
Hey. Woo, Trash Month! Trash Month coming up soonish.
All right, follow this podcast at Turning Tables Pod on Instagram. In the meantime, don't
plug the network. Plug the network.
Sure, you did that.
No, I didn't.
No, she didn't.
I plugged podcasts.
Oh.
You can follow the Horrible People's Network on Instagram at Horrible People's Network, HORRORBLE People's Network. I've been kind of lagging lately, but I swear we exist, and it's a great place to get information on all the podcasts
we're
that
real.
We put out.
You'll find us.
All right, in the meantime, for next week, don't attack your allies just to prove they're evil. All right, give them his dice roll.
Bye!
It's D4s!